From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome to the Oklahoman's TV Preview Podcast. I'm Penny Salden, TV editor, and joining me this morning is Melissa Heyer, assistant news research editor. How you doing, Melissa?
Good, and you?
I'm okay. Melissa and I were invited by HBO to take a sneak peek at the network's new 10-part miniseries, The Pacific, premiering at 8 p.m. Sunday, March 14th. It is based on the true stories of Marines in the Pacific Theater of World War II, and it is executive produced by Tom Hanks, Steven Spielberg, and Gary Getzman. What'd you think, Melissa?
I found it interesting because it is a different take on World War II, and I didn't know a lot about this part of the war.
Mm-hmm,
how about you?
I agree, yeah. And HBO was kind enough to send us the first and second installments. I believe they also sent us number 5 and number 8, but we didn't want to watch them out of order.
Right, right. I think it might have been because they were all maybe by the same director. They had those done maybe together. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I do know that Timothy Van Patten directed parts 1 through, I don't know, I thought he was parts 1 through 5, but I could be mistaken.
I think he did the ones that they sent us,
okay.
But I'm not positive. But that may be why they were kind of sent out of order.
Okay. But starring in The Pacific, which really follows, you know, it follows the Marines, but it centers on three Marines in particular in real-life journeys of John Basilone, played by John Seda, Robert Leckie, played by James Badge Dale, and Eugene Sledge, played by Joe Mazzello. And the miniseries is actually based in part on the books by Robert Leckie, who wrote Helmet for My Pillow, and With the Old Breed, written by Eugene Sledge.
Yeah, I think that's the other thing that's really important about this is they are based on these people's lives mm-hmm. and what they really went through. And I wasn't aware that the Marines were fighting starvation and, you know, dysentery and all these other things. I mean, I just had never thought about it, I guess, as well as fighting the Japanese.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I just, you know, I really think it's a great companion piece to Saving Private Ryan, and the kids should see it in school because it really helps you to understand what they actually went through.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, I'm not so much, you know, one that likes to watch war movies or miniseries, but you know that just the names involved in this, the production level is just outstanding.
Yes. Yes, it is. The first two episodes that we watched, I'm sure you agree, were just like a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Just like a movie. And yeah. War is not my favorite kind of topic either to watch, but this is really good.
Yeah, I agree. And, and did you know, by the way, that it was most of it was filmed on location in Australia's far north, Queensland and Victoria, over a 10-month period that began in August 2007.
I did not.
So, you know, they've put a lot of time and effort into it to get it out now.
And I think I read that they did actually the actors did go through a kind of a boot camp beforehand. I think I was reading a little bit about it on HBO, which I think was probably good. I think one of them said the lack of sleep, probably, you know, one night of that would have been enough.
Mm-hmm.
I think they had to go through about a week or 10 days or something like that. But I also liked the part of this miniseries that has the actual veteran speaking at the beginning mm-hmm. of each episode. I think that's important.
You know, I'm really not for sure if that's going to be included because I've seen a snippet afterward, and it wasn't a part of it, but maybe it will be. Maybe
okay.
They'll.
Okay, I would hope so, because yeah. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and that actually kind of led me to believe that, oh, this is a documentary and not, you know, a miniseries, but it would just kind of set up what was going to happen in mm-hmm. that part, I imagine.
And just, you know, it just helps, again, I think, to see, I mean, these are real people. These were guys that really went through it.
That's true. Well, Melissa, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being outstanding, what would you rate The Pacific?
Well, I'd give it an 8. If you're a history buff or a veteran, you'd probably give it a 10.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what did you think?
Well, for my tastes, I give it a 7, but that's not to say it's not a fantastic production and a great history lesson for sure.
So you're kind of in the same boat I am. I it really is good, and I think people that are really into that stuff are really going to like it. And again, I think they should show it and Saving Private Ryan in schools.
Mm-hmm. And Band of Brothers, too.
Yes, yes.
So check it out, especially if you're a history buff. It's Pacific, The Pacific, premiering at 8 p.m. Sunday, March 14th on HBO, and continuing on 9 Sundays after that. And be sure to check back to the Oklahoman's TV Preview Podcast again next week, because Melissa and I will have another program to tell everybody about. Thank you so much for listening.